plan. And speaking of which, we have Lisa Burke joining us here in the 2022 calendar year for the first time. Lisa, you made it through Christmas, and Happy New Year to you.
Yes, Happy New Year to you.
How's the new year been treating you through so far?
It's cold.
It's cold, and it's a bit of an adjustment, too, for those of us that are working in the office. It seems like we have to get back into the five-day work week now. Did you guys have some downtime Christmas week?
Yes, we did. Yeah, we had the Friday before Christmas and the Friday before New Year's off. So, yeah, we were four-day weeks, and yeah,
we
have to get back in the groove.
Too, and now it's like we have to go back to five? Whose idea was this for the five-day work week and two-day weekend?
I agree. God, we could, you know, yeah.
Now, Lisa, as we look forward to 2022, there's a lot of excitement brewing throughout our community. And I was thinking about it yesterday and even mentioned it on the air at one point yesterday. One of the most exciting things every year is the Nebraska Land Days Festival in 2022,
right,
shaping up to be one of the biggest yet.
Right. It should be. It should be an outstanding festival. Nebraska Land Days always does a great job about getting outstanding entertainment here. And the rodeo seems to grow every year, getting higher quality contestants, mm-hmm, and the more money that they can throw at them, the more they come here and compete, and we have an awesome show for everybody around. So yes, it's Nebraska Land Days is definitely a foundational event for North Platte Lincoln County every year.
Great feather in the cap, that's
most,
for sure.
Most definitely. Something we are very proud of.
So Lisa, what else do we have to look forward to in the young part of the new year?
Well, I didn't know what you wanted to talk about, so I brought some Canteen Festival wrap-up things.
Sure, yes, that was fun to talk about last month.
Yeah, and that happened December 18th, mm-hmm, and I just want to remind everybody that we're going to do this again in September of this year, the last weekend of September.
Okay.
The fourth weekend of September. So it'll be a three-day festival then, and we'll do more of those whistle stop stories and that sentimental musical journey as well then. So, and we're going to do kind of an arts, a higher end art and vendor festival downtown on the
wow.
Bricks as well.
That'll be really cool.
Yeah, I think it'll be an awesome event.
Absolutely.
And,
it will.
That time of year, it'll be beautiful and, you know, trying to move a lot of stuff outside and have some of the actors that do the whistle stop stories interact with the people through the art and retail festival.
So, so cool.
Kind of make it a fun outdoor thing. So
we gave away some tickets to that big canteen show last month on the air,
mm-hmm,
and there were people that were so excited to go and sharing their own stories from what they've heard and remember. And I've heard it went very well, and everything that I've heard has been extremely positive and a lot of excitement. So
yes,
I'm sure September is going to be even bigger and better.
Yes, it will be. It was absolutely awesome. And to be able to tell that story every year and keep it, you know, in our community's mindset,
mm-hmm,
you know, that older generation, they remember it because part of, you know, their parents and grandparents talked about it a lot. But we're losing, you know, all of that generation that actually participated in it. You know, Lloyd Sinovec, we lost him this December,
mm-hmm,
and he was the gentleman that played the piano, that famous, one of the famous pictures of the canteen. And so we got to keep that alive.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, the downtown historical district is that namesake. Mm-hmm. So we just, you know, want to keep everybody informed and knowledgeable about what that canteen did for this community and did for those soldiers, and keep that growing every year.
Yeah, we need to keep that spirit alive and well, because mm-hmm, it's needed in today's world more than ever before.
Yes, for sure, it does.
Now, and speaking of which too, Lisa, I've talked to several people throughout the community recently, and I'm interested to get your thoughts on this too while we're speaking of that famed canteen spirit, but there's been a change in spirits throughout our community recently. Have you noticed the past several months to year or two, we have such a great amount of positivity brewing?
We do, yes. There is a lot of great forward positive momentum that we've needed in a very, very long time.
And I noticed throughout the holiday season, the canteen spirit was alive and well. You know, there's a lot of generosity throughout the community. Folks willing to help one another. And
yes,
we need to keep that alive throughout the entire year.
Yeah, most definitely we do.
Yeah. So, Lisa, anything else you'd like to add this morning?
I just wanted to talk, you know, we'll probably dive into this a little bit deeper in February, but we started actually the 15th of December, marketing our Sandhill Crane offerings.
Sure. I was just thinking about the Sandhill Crane, too. Anytime there's a bit of a nip in the air in the morning,
yes.
I think about the cranes.
Yes, Jim Griffin out at the Lincoln County Historic Museum texted me, I believe it was before Christmas. He told me that, I think it was the Wednesday before Christmas, that there were a few cranes in his backyard.
And
give him some lights, Jim. Let's have
exactly.
a crane.
They're going to check out the Christmas display, Jim.
Yeah.
In all seriousness, though, Lisa, speaking of Jim, what a great partnership with the Visitors Bureau.
Yes, that was the lights that Historical Museum and their board welcome into that facility are just fantastic. The partners that he's created throughout with the businesses around town to get out there and decorate, mm-hmm. it's just awesome.
And some nonprofits, too.
Yes, most definitely. So,
so back to the cranes.
Yeah, sorry. We
have some, yeah, that was my fault. But
no, that's all right.
So we have viewing opportunities coming again here in the new calendar.
Right. It was about 3 years ago we had found out that Grand Island and Kearney have been, I never thought I would say this word in Nebraska, but they have been over-tourismed.
Mm.
They run out of viewing spots for people to view the cranes mm-hmm. down there. And so we aggressively were looking for someone here locally to do it. And they do morning and evening viewing crane. So when they come in to roost at night, in the morning or at night, and then in the morning when they leave, those are very spectacular bucket list things that everyone needs to do.
Mm-hmm.
But we wanted to do something here that was a little bit different. So
sure.
3 years ago, we worked with Dusty Barner at Dusty Trails because he's got those buses that he uses for his tanking adventures.
And you can't tell me of a better individual to lead tours for anything.
Oh, yeah.
With the outdoors.
Most definitely. So we got Dusty on board with doing some crane tours. And through the COVID process that we've all been working through, he found some landowners. So he does daytime tours for the cranes where you see them do their dancing and their mating mm-hmm. rituals out in the cornfields. And then he does the morning and evening one, too, where they can do that roosting experience. So he's working with some local landowners. So ours is a lot different here than what it is down in Kearney and Grand Island.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've created sanctuaries for crane habitat to try to preserve the cranes and
sure.
have widened the rivers down there to make it, you know, that's where they go.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a significant amount of cranes that come through here between North Platte and Sutherland-Paxton area.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's between probably 300 to 400,000 just in our area.
Yeah,
and there's
just passing through.
Yeah, and there's probably a million around Kearney. So it's just incredible. And, you know, that is definitely a market that we've seen grow even through the COVID traumas and
the tribute
challenges that we had. Mm-hmm. You know, he was very busy last year with the crane tours. And then last year he added prairie chicken tours as
yes.
well.
And that's something that isn't done anywhere else.
No, it is.
Oh, really?
Yep. McCook does it, but she sells out every year.
Okay.
And
so we're the only place that offers both. Is that what I'm
correct?
Saying?
Okay. There you go.
Okay.
Yep, that offers both. Mullen used to do it, and I'm not sure they still do. Glidden's up there used to do it, but I'm not sure that they mm-hmm. they still do it. But prairie chickens are very unusual little dudes. So what they explained it to me before I witnessed them is it's like a junior high school hall with the boys on the walls and the girls walk down the middle and the boys are trying to do everything they can to attract the girls to
uh-huh.
them. So there you go.
I think that's a pretty good analogy too.
Yes. So, you know, it's really a great experience. He's open for locals to come out, too. We really encourage everybody to experience what we have here. You know, mm-hmm. we've all grown up with the cranes out in our cornfields, and we just have
We've taken it for granted.
Yeah, we have. Yes.
We've talked about that before. We take a lot for granted here. Yeah. But I think the biggest thing is the fact that we have the cranes.
Mm-hmm. Yep, for sure. So we saw a significant amount of people come in last year for the cranes, and this year we, you know, he was booking. He opened on the 15th of December for booking, and he had bookings on the 15th of December. So,
my goodness.
Well, hopefully we get him filled up this year, too.
Well,
and we can say,
though.
I don't know. I've asked him that, too. So, he's always got something going, and that's you know, a great entrepreneur, someone that keeps themselves busy. And
He's
a great partner, you know, for us
great
and with the
of
tourism.
Our
for sure, for sure.
So, Lisa, folks are interested in doing some booking for some of these tours.
Yes.
How can they do so?
They can go to our website and look. There's a picture of some cranes right there on the front page, or you can go to this visit northplatte.com/spring birding. Sorry, or you can go to Dusty Barner's website at dustytrails.biz, and he has the bookings there. You just click on pay online and you're good to go.
If you're not tech savvy, both these websites are extremely user friendly.
Yes, they are. They are.
And so, folks can call out the Visitors Bureau too if they have any questions
right.
or concerns.
Yeah, and if you need help getting bookings, come on out and we'll gladly help you get booked online. So his tours start at the Visitors Bureau as well.
Okay.
So you'll see a bunch of cars at our When the crane tours start in March, you'll see our parking lot full. So.
Odd time for the Visitor Bureau parking lot to be full. So if you drive by wondering why.
Yes, last year we had a lot of people ask, what is going on? We got here, like, we go to work at 7 o'clock and your parking lot's packed. And I'm like, well, they started at 5 this morning doing tours. So
that's perfect location, too, because if you need a little coffee to fuel you up, just stop over at the
quick
stop. Right,
and
there.
That's what they do. Yep, they load up with coffee at the quick stop. I think Dusty goes over and gets a big pot full for his guests, and they're good to go.
Lisa, as always, we appreciate the time and look forward to seeing you and the staff from the Visitor Bureau more in the 2022 calendar year.
All right. Thank you, Tristan.